north plant, the west plant, south plant.
That kind of shocked me, and it was then that it started to filter the Alcoa, you know, and so forth. I really hadn't thought of it Well, you think of some more things as we go along about Meadowville, you can just toss it in. Now, I'll tell you, when
I'm just...
Meadowville, the area is 7.06 square miles, and Alcoa is 8.34 square miles. And Meadowville was authorized to be laid out in 1795. The first settlement had begun in 1785. And that was at Houston's station, and industrial activity began with lumber in 1788, and my father's business was lumber, as I pointed out. It came, however, from a cabinet making. Grandfather was a cabinet maker, and he was also the undertaker, because the cabinet maker made caskets.
Yeah,
None of his four sons wanted just be in the undertaking. Our current undertaker is the outgrowth of grandfather's business.
Is that right?
Our the one that we use here in town, McCammon Ammons. But in World War I, houses were not necessary, and so grandfather he had been building tables, I beg your pardon. They had done tables in Brumby Chair Company, and Marietta had done the chairs. These round mission-type dining tables that you still see, they're being collected now, many of them, from the Cherokee, which was grandfather's company. Then World War I, they started building houses, because they were essential and dining tables weren't. And then World War II, houses weren't essential, so they went into building materials. It is still a building material firm now.
I was wondering if all those, I just thought as you mentioned that there's so many of those furniture companies in North Carolina and, and Virginia. I was wondering if those are German...
many of them are, yes. This is a world center for the production of aluminum, pig, ingots, steel, and plate, powder, and foil.
The combined population then of Meadowville and Alcoa is about over 20,000.
Meadowville is 13,501, Alcoa is 7,854, the metropolitan area is 39,000.
And that would just be in one county?
Yes, Meadowville and Alcoa, and the subdivisions surrounding.
That's pretty big time.
We're bigger than we seem to be.
Yeah.
And we range in buildings from this Sam Houston schoolhouse, which is where Sam actually taught school one year when he was needing to earn money. Our new...
Was Sam Houston from Meadowville?
His mother was born near here, and he lived here as a boy. He joined the Army in Meadowville, down in front of the, what is now the Bank of Meadowville. It was the county courthouse at that time.
Davy Crockett was born from up,
my father took me to see his grave when I was a tiny little girl. We had to go to the end of the road and walk, but he was a great history buff, and he saw everything.
Buried where he was born, is it in...
Crockett Station, out of, out of Jonesboro?
Lime something.
Limestone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that. That's I'm going to be up there.
Well, you can drive to his grave now.
That
we had to walk to it.
Yeah, I think that's part.
Another interesting area here is, of course, our mountains.
I'm going to talk to you about that, and we'll get to that. There's part of what's here about mountains.
Oh, good.
But I want to just get some names for some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's start out by counting slowly from 1 to 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
And the number after 19?
Is 20.
And 26?
Is 27.
29?
Is 30.
39?
Is 40.
69.
It's 70.
99.
It's 100.